We are here on the Something Brewing show. I am Tracy Mahan, and I am here with the most amazing, smiling, wonderful, upbeat, psychic, intuitive, channel, healer, surfer, cannonball shooter, Cherry Divine.
I am not the cannonball shooter, because that's the one behind the cannon. I am the ball in the cannon, and here I come. Good morning. Good morning, everyone. How are you today? And Tracy and I have decided we are going to give you the smile alert, because we are notorious smilers. And so our smiles are coming your way.
As suspicious as it may be, we smile at you. Oh my goodness.
I have to share a little something. I was told the other day I smiled too much. You know, can anybody really ever smile too much?
I think what we need to know is, what does that smile look like? Is it smirky? Is it mischievous? What's behind the smile?
Well, let me go see if I can find a picture to smile that shares that smile. And, you know, and that's it, is it's a smile saying, hey, sweetie, I really enjoy you. Hey, you're a good person. You know, isn't it a good day? Okay. You know, that.
So tomorrow, Cherry's coming over to my house. And if she's not smiling, I know something's up. And so, whatever amount of time you spend here tomorrow, it better be smiling.
They better be. It better be. It's all smiles.
I want to do a special shout out to Sybil, as she was letting me know she was going to be listening from work today. And I gave her a few helpful hints of how to join us in the chat room while at work. I won't divulge those, but if you guys hear a toilet flushing, it's because Sybil's on the line.
There we go.
Okay, now she'll probably kill me. But that's okay. It was worth it.
Well, and there's a reason why she said that, you know. So sometimes we have to have those spaces to escape.
Okay, Cherry just posted a picture of her smiling. I'm over here laughing, because you really could read a lot of things into that smile right there in that picture. By the way, looking hot in the red dress. Going to give you that. But, you know, you are kind of looking like you're up to something.
Well, you know, at that particular time, I was pretty darned happy, you know. So it's like, hey, look at this. I do want to share this with people, is, you know, we have our first in life. And I had my first this New Year's Eve. I am 61 years old. And, yes, I have gone out and celebrated New Year's Eve before. But I had never bought a dress specific. I'd never worn a dress to New Year's Eve, nor high heels or anything like that. And I did that for the first time this year. I mean, it hit me as kind of odd that it took me that long, but it was a lot of fun.
Yeah, it looks like you were having fun with that.
Yeah, it was fun to get dressed up, look a little sexy. You know, when you're 61 and people are going, oh, yo, look at her go, then you know you're okay. But, you know, oh, wait, I forgot. I'm only 32. I went up to 39 because my daughter's 32. Maybe I'm 42 because my daughter's 35. Who cares?
It doesn't matter. It's just a number.
So, it is.
Hello, chat room peeps. Although this new time frame, we need your feedback. Is it working for everyone? Is it not working? We got some callers on the line. Thank you for being there. We're going to get to the calls in the second half. We'll do some readings. It'll be a lot of fun. And we want you to join us in the chat rooms. So come on over.
Please.
Facebook.
Yes, please.
We're on Facebook. Where are we at, Cherry?
We are on Facebook at Cat Media 2. Now, that's Cat spelled with a C, Media spelled the way it's normally spelled, with the number 2 right at the end, no space. And, you know, we keep this going all week long, going back and forth, seeing. We put little posts in there. Sometimes they're feel-good posts. Sometimes they're update posts. Sometimes they're, you know, just, hey, I'm alive and good to see you here posts.
Sometimes there's specials that we're running. So you got to want to be over there.
Yes, yes. And to let everybody know, I do have the chat room open in the Something Brewing page. Now, Tracy did mention that we will be taking calls at the half hour, and the number to call in is 646-668-8389. Press the number 1 so that we know you want to speak with us. If you do not do that, we think you're listening on your phone. We're going to ask you to have one question and be specific, and one question only, because we have lots of callers. We're going to ask your name and where you're calling from, because we love to find out who you are and where you're calling from, because it's interesting. You are interesting people. And why do I say that? Because you're all an extension of me, and I am a darn interesting person, right?
If you don't believe her, go look at the picture over on that media. I'm going to say hi to Jeff, and here's why. He puts, well, other than Jeff is in our chat room, and hello, Jeff. But he puts good morning and happy New Year's, ladies. And I'm like, oh, it is only the 10th. Does it not feel like we've been in 2018 for a while now? I'm just like, whoa, weird. We're still in January. Huh. Anyway, I had a weird moment with that, but that's okay. Yeah, everyone is an extension of us. And I'm excited to talk about this because, you know, usually Cherry and I, we talk about things that keep popping up as a theme. And let me tell you, this one has been popping up like crazy over the last week about how we are all one. And so now, Cherry, do you have a story to share with that? Because I see as you filled out the blog talk that there's a little story here in our blog talk.
You know, there is, and it is something that came to me. Many of you know that I'm connected with this beautiful group. We are all connected with beautiful groups. Some of us are more aware of it than others. And they send me in messages. And one night I was asleep, and I all of a sudden I saw myself standing in a parking lot, and I found it interesting that it was a Walmart parking lot. And so I'm not sure what was significant about that, but it was very specifically putting me there. And as I looked forward, my uncle was looking right back at me, but then other family members were around me, my mother, my father, and my stepfather, you know, family members, and encircling them were cousins, and then encircling them were others. And it was just an endless, you know, a sea of people. It started out with my blood relatives and just moved into everybody. And then I saw these beautiful golden cords hooked from one heart to another, and the words went through my mind, we are all one. We are all one. And I knew in an instant, every person there was an aspect of me, an extension of me, the same as I am an aspect of and an extension of everyone else. You know, we all come from the divine source, and we may feel as if we are individuals walking this earth, yet we're all connected. We're all reflections, extensions, and aspects of each other. So, you know, that's pretty good.
That's pretty good.
Yeah,
I know that
good.
Gets scary when we look at the world as a whole and some of the things that are going on in our world, but we do need to remember that, you know, there are the shadows, and part of what we came here on this planet to experience is the duality. And so as a collective, how do you turn that into a one? The collective is one. We, you know, I've gotten messages and other things from other planetary things, as so has Cherry. And one of the things that was shown to me was how on other realities, a thought can affect everyone in that mm-hmm. reality. A feeling can affect everyone in that reality. And so they all take that into consideration with what they're doing and how they're behaving and in the interactions that they're having, because it affects them as a whole. We haven't gotten that figured out yet. So we have what might appear as chaos at times. And I think that, you know, we're really growing and stretching our minds as we ascend into these new pieces of information. As we evolve, we're figuring out how we are connected, how we are one, and how each of us is affecting the other. And it is an amazing thing. So I had a conversation the other day with some friends of mine, and we were talking about The Law of One by Ra. And if you haven't heard of that, I can post a link for it for you, but it's a channel that was done, I think, in the 80s. And the channel came through to try to explain to us how we are all one and how we are working together to evolve and create and grow. And one of my friends was expressing how everyone is. We went to that Dolores Cannon's version of everyone around you is an actor in your play. Mm-hmm. And it just resonated with me again, yet on another level, when I was sitting there and I was like, you know, I'm really starting to understand this. I am an actor in Cherry's play. Cherry is an actor in my play. We are all acting in each other's plays. And when you think about all the different things that are going on around you and what it is that draws your attention and triggers you and the things that catch, you know, the words that are spoken, the things that are said, the actions that are taken that are going on around you. And then you start looking at that like, okay, this person was put in my play. Why? Why am I having this happen in my play? And then you can start looking at it from a different perspective. And the part I like about that is it quits that whole pointing the finger, well, it's so-and-so's fault or that person's fault. It's because my boss did that. It's because this happened. And you start looking at it going, okay, this needed to be in my play. Why? Why is this in my play? And you start bringing it back to you. And so anyways, I will hand off to Cherry as I throw that out there.
Well, it isn't just Dolores Cannon. There's many spiritual writers that will even, you know, I loved Illusions, The Adventures of a Reluctant Messiah. And that is one of the messages there, right there, is everyone is an actor in your play that you chose. The messages I receive from my group is saying the same thing. And there are no accidents. And by the way, you know, some of the acts in your play are going to be just tons of fun, filled with laughter, filled with love. And then you're going to have those places that are not comfortable, where there's pain, where there's sorrow. But if you are able to allow yourself those emotions and also then look at what is the truest message in this. And, you know, I received one of these here recently in my very private life. Some people know what I'm talking about here is I had something come in and everything was fine and good and dandy and loving and all of this sort of thing. And then it kind of went to hell in a handbasket. And looking at it, though, once I let myself have the emotions, and it's important to let yourselves have the emotions, and then step back from the emotion, I saw how this person was bringing me a message and mirroring parts of me that I have not, you know, cleared up. Old pains, old hurts, old emotions, emotional baggage, if you want to call it that, that I was still clinging to and carrying it into my future. So there was that, you know, if I'm not going to pay attention when it's easy, it's going to bring in a tough lesson to say, now are you listening? And so, and Tracy, I want to mention something else, because you were talking about outside of other realities and the awareness of the thoughts, actions, words contributing to the whole and how that is. Even though we're not all aware of it here on Earth, there are billions of people who are and are very consciously creating their realities now. People that are aware of mass consciousness and how that mass consciousness has created. And so people are becoming more aware of what it is they are wanting to hold in their thoughts and setting intentions to create with consciousness and from the heart. you know. So, it is funny in some respects. As somebody who's very dear to me, the other day said, well, you know, when you think with your heart, you step out of your mind, and so I want you to stay in your mind, so you keep it's safe is basically what it came down to. If you stayed locked in your mind and prepared for everything, you're safe. And I'm looking at him going, you know, I can't do that. My work, my passion is to remind people to step out of their heads and step in their hearts and allow their heart to guide them. So, you know, that is just the way it is, folks. So,
yeah.
But, you know what I want to ask people and just really to ask them to think about right now? So I want them to look at the players in their life, all of them, the good, the bad, and the ugly, and the what they consider beautiful and all of that. And then just, the ones that really catch their attention, the ones that really are either pushing buttons or opening their hearts, and ask where that person lives inside of them and find what that message is that they're bringing to them.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
And that kind of brings back the prior shows that we did with the Seven of Seen Mirrors. And, you know, sometimes you might not be able to make that connection. And I was working with someone the other day where we were trying to make this connection, you know, working on what is that representing? Where's that resonating with you? And what it ended up being was the judgment on that other person. We will be shown that when we're judging something, you'll find that it starts showing up a lot. And, and it's to show you that you're in judgment of something and to let that go. You know, each person gets to do their play the way they want to do it. It's just, you get to do yours the way you want to do it. They get to do theirs the way they want to do it. If you don't like the way they're doing it, then you need to look at why. Go ahead.
I sometimes I have to catch myself. I get thinking and interrupt, and your message is beautiful and it's meant to be heard. So if there's more for you to say, please say it, and I will be quiet.
A thumb rustle over that. I'm smiling.
I know, me too. You know, okay, well, since we seem to got off track, that's the one thing I loved in the adventure or Illusions, the Reluctant Messiah. Anyway, is Don Shimoda takes Richard into the movies. And I mean, this is an old book. It was written in the 70s, and they go to watch the Sundance Kid, or I can't remember exactly the name of the show right now. And Richard gets so immersed in the film. I mean, absolutely caught up. And just before the end of it, Don makes him leave the movie, and he's all upset. Yet the message was, this is the way life is we have this beautiful play going on. Sometimes it's intense. Sometimes it's easy. Sometimes it's loving. Sometimes it's hard. Sometimes it feels cruel. And we get so immersed in it that we're not able to see the whole picture. So it's great to look at the players in your life, because they bring you to all of the various aspects and nuances of your journey, your play, and give you, you know, they're messengers of why you choose to be here, what you've chosen to experience.
Yeah, I agree. And, you mentioned something in there, the big picture. This is something that I love to use for my own life and for other people. When it gets so convoluted for you and you're just so feeling so stuck in something, just take yourself aside and just close your eyes and rise above it and ask to see the big picture, because you can get such a different perspective. And as you're looking at the bigger picture of all the players involved, what's going on, how is this playing out? And then even take turns being each of the players, you know, looking at it through their eyes. And I tell you what, that's going to shift and change everything you're going through. If you look at things through other people's eyes, through their emotions, through what their thought process is around the same thing that's going on. Because, you know, we all have a different reality. And And that's okay. That's what we're here to do. We're playing out different realities and these plays, as we call it. I kind of think that's a fun word for life. You know, it's like, this is my play. So it makes me feel like I have more control in how that play goes.
So, I like that. It makes you think. Makes you think you have that.
Yeah, it makes me think I do. And well, you know what? It's funny because I had somebody do my chart for my birthday. And one of the things that kept coming up is destiny. And the cute part is that we were doing this over Chinese food. And she was showing me different things that she found in my chart for the coming year. And destiny kept coming up. And so here's, and so as I think I have control over things, I do not. But here's my fortune cookie. Look for the dream that keeps coming back. It is your destiny. Even my fortune cookie had the word destiny in it. And so, even though we do get to help write our play to a certain extent, but there are definitely destiny points that we have set up for ourselves to meet people, to be in each other's lives, to help each other through things. Some of those people play a role that's not very pleasant. And some people play a role that, you know, you just wonder where they've been your whole life. And they're so amazing. So those are some destiny points that you have set up for yourself to move you through to the next thing. And maybe they get to be there. What's that saying? A reason, a season, and a lifetime. You know, those are also things that are set up in our lives where people will come in for a reason. Some will come in for a season and some get to stay for a lifetime. And, you know, sometimes they're all three. So far, I think, Cherry, you're all three.
Oh, yeah. Same here with you. Exactly.
So, yeah. We met a little later in life, but, you know, we make it through all of the tough stuff so far. Knock on wood. We're doing good.
Well, you know, so many people, if you stop and think, if you're born into your biological family, your blood family here on Earth, but it's as you walk your journey, your path, you find your true family. And in my way of feeling and understanding, Tracy is my part of my true family, my family, you know, what we would call our soul family, that sort of thing. And so, I got big tingles, honey. I had to post a picture taken of Tracy and I from many years ago, like yesterday.
Yeah.
And it shows us both smiling. That's our look
as
at our professional smiles. Anyway, had to do that. You know, everybody we've selected to come into our life, you know, and this is one of the things I talk to my clients about, and they'll have people who are very tough opponents or in their life or very challenging and very hurtful. It's great to remember you chose and designed your life. I chose design my life, and we ask all of those people to be there, that if we look past what we feel the hurtful part of them is and see their light, we understand that we looked at them and said, hey, you know, I'm going to be on my journey, and if I haven't got this lesson completely, can you, or I want this lesson, could you come in and could you be this sort of character and could you bring this message and can you act this way? And they go, well, yeah, I can do that. And then they look at you and say, well, and this is a lesson and an experience I want. Will you do this? And you look at them and go, sure thing. And we all think it's a piece of cake. Then we get here and we've forgotten that. And then we're going, you know, and look what they're doing to me.
I've never acted like that before.
I know, you know, and for me, I don't get to live in that, or at least not very long of that. Look what they're doing to me. And I know I've shared this story with people before, but I'm going to share it again because it's an impactful message. Shortly after my husband died, I had a lot of really uncomfortable things happening, negative things happening. And I was going, oh my God, look what they did to me. Look what they're doing to me. And so I wasn't sleeping much anyway. And I'd gone to bed at 11 and at 2 o'clock in the morning, I am woke up from a voice outside of my head and in my bedroom going, you know, nobody does anything to you. And so I'm sitting up, eyes open. You are a player in, what was it? You are, nobody's doing anything to you. Oh my God, I've forgotten. You are a player in your own play. What is the role you have chosen? Mm-hmm. And so those aren't quite the words, but that's okay. It still gets the message apart. It gets the message out there. Is I designed this. Nobody was doing to me. And what you are a participant in your own life. What role are you playing? That was what it was. And so I had to look at what role I was playing. What was the emotion behind it? What was it? And once I identified that, all of the other fell into place. But that's what it is. You are a participant in your life. What role are you playing? And so
I'm going to play the interrupter role because Kathy has something that she wrote in our chat room, and she only has 3 minutes before she has to go back to work.
Okay.
So I'll read it. She says, boy, I've been having a hard time at work today. I keep telling myself nobody cares about me. Need to change my tune when I go back in a minute. They can do the play the way they want, but do they have a right to pull us in their stuff? And I think you kind of are answering that, but I want to throw that there because, again, it kind of goes back to what you were just saying.
Nobody's doing to us. And so, No, it isn't being pulled into their stuff. It's allowing yourself to see why you're allowing yourself to be distracted. And if nobody cares about me, take that inside of you. And where are you not loving you, caring about you, listening to you, allowing you to be your own truth? Really love yourself, Kathy. And you're going to find when you do that, everything outside of you changes.
And here's something to add to that, Kathy, is, you know, Kathy is a personal friend of mine, and I love Kathy, and she knows she is loved, and Jeff is on here, and he loves Kathy, and so she does know she is loved, and that she has people in her life who dearly love her. So there are areas in yourself where you do know you are loved, and you do love yourself. So what Cherry's having you do is go look for the areas where you're feeling the lack in that.
Yeah.
Because that's what's being mirrored to you.
Well, and that's it. And you know, and it, Kathy, it's a lesson I had too. I walked alone for quite a while thinking, oh my goodness, nobody's there for me. You know, I wasn't letting anybody be there for me. People kept stepping up. I kept rejecting or not seeing. Once I allowed myself to understand I was very lovable, a very good people, boy.
Go with
very
it.
Good, well, I'm going to go with it. A very
I am
good
very
person.
Good people.
I am. Then all of a sudden, I was able to see those who were reaching out to me, those who were smiling at me, those who were holding me and loving me. You know, not necessarily always literally, but sending energetic hugs. And once you allow yourself to see your own personal worth and really love who you are and open up, the world changes.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Let's all just do that together. Let's just open up and we are, how did you say that?
We're going to have a love
people.
In. We're loving
we're
in.
We're lovable. We are lovable though. You know, and there's so much about each and every one of us out there that is unique and lovable. And, you know, when we let go of trying to be like somebody else, because there's that big word. What's the Cherry's favorite word? Trying.
Trying. Yes. I don't know. Which is my favorite word?
Which one was my favorite one there? Well, trying is already saying you're setting it up to fail. And so when you're trying to be like somebody else, obviously that's not possible. You are you. And so just be you. And the fact that you are so amazing and so unique and wonderful in so many ways, and that goes to everybody. Find those unique ways that you love yourself and the funny things that you do and the amazing things you do and the helpful things you do and the caring things you do, because you know you're doing it. And love yourself for that.
Well, here's something else that I'm picking up on Kathy. I don't know if her 3 minutes is up or not yet, but what I'm picking up on is what you're experiencing right now really has nothing to do with everything that you're in right this moment where you're working, who is around you, any of this. This is an old hurt, an old pain coming from quite a while ago. It's time to go in and look at that. You're ready to really do what's called emotional healing through it and allow that old energy to go.
Kathy's going to listen in the archives because whatever she's going through, the universe needs her to go through that. Her internet went out when we started talking to her. So she'll get her message later. So, Kathy, our prayers are going out to you that your day shifts and that you're able to make that happen and that when you listen to this later, it's all going to make perfect sense to you because I know there's a timing thing for that message and she will get it. She just doesn't get to have it right now. And, Jeff, I love Yoda. I love Yoda. Try not.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah, I love Yoda, too. And 100 years ago, or in the 80s, I had a Chinese crested hairless. And she looked
what
like...
What are you saying right now? What? A what?
Yeah, a Chinese crested hairless, which is a dog that is bald.
Oh, okay.
With no hair or very little. And she actually looked like Yoda with a snout. It was hysterical. I mean, she was not, she was beautiful to me, but other people didn't quite think so.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, we're here at the half hour, Tracy. Can you tell people?
Blows me away.
I know this show's going so quick. How can
we were
people,
smiling and laughing so much.
That's it. And we're still smiling and laughing. Yippee. Anyway, how in the heck do people get a hold of you? What in the heck do you do? And why would they even want to get a hold of you?
Oh, my gosh. You guys totally want to get a hold of me. Totally want to. I do psychic readings, energy clearings, hypnosis, lots of different things, some coaching. You will find my information on that at TracyMahan.com. It's TracyMahan. And the information over there, my services, the charges, all of that's over there. And another place I want to send you is my Patreon page. And the Patreon page is set up to in three different tiers. And depending on where you sign up on the Patreon page, you can have access to meditations, to face-to-face interviews. And the biggest thing we're doing right now is the tier three is a hypnosis group. And right now we're doing health and wellness, as well as anything else that the group would like me to do stuff on. I've got Meet Your Dragon, Meet Your Angels and Guides, all kinds of stuff on there. But we are doing some health management. And it's not just about weight loss. It's about health. It's about eating right. It's about exercise. But not like, hey, go out and get a trainer and beat yourself to death exercise. It's about getting your body into a new routine and a new lifestyle. And so if any of that stands out to you, it's $8 a month and that's it to be part of that page. And I'm on there pretty much every day, posting something, sharing with people, interacting. So please come over to the Patreon page and check that out. And that's patreon.com/TracyMahan. That's how you'll find me. And so that would be a wonderful place to find out if you like hypnosis because I'm posting lots of it over there. Okay, Cherry, how do people find you?
Well, they can go to cherrydivine.com and it shows everything I've got going on, which I have to update it for this 2018 because most of it's still back in 2017. Or go to Cherry Divine on LLC on Facebook and become my friend because I love friends. One of the things I want to announce is there are still three more spots open in our Hawaiian Experience Retreat in February 10th through 17th. And if you mention something brewing when you contact us so that you can take one of those three spots because we know you want to be there, you will get the early bird discount. And so it's an amazing thing. It's the second Hawaiian retreat. My friend and co-facilitator of the retreat, Vicki Pruitt, and I have put on. The first one was filled with so much magic. I loved everyone coming. Everybody was uncomfortable at first, being strangers. And within 24 hours, it's as if you found your family, best friends. I was able to watch people open up, move through emotional blockages in their life, and really begin to love who they are. And one of the things Vicki and I didn't realize we did is we actually scheduled this on Valentine's Day. And, you know,
I love that you didn't realize you did that.
You know, we honestly didn't when we set this up. You know, and the thing is, in Valentine's Day falls on the last day of the retreat, but who to better start loving but you, so that you have more love to share out in the world.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And if I may interject, Sherry and I talked briefly right before the show about this retreat. And I just want to say to you guys, if you're going through some stuff, if you're having a hard time emotionally or just having a lot of stuff going on and you just need to get clear, I can't think of anybody better to do that with than Sherry and Vicki, because, you know, these gals have overcome their own things so many times. They would be the perfect coaches and facilitators and loving, compassionate holders of space for you. So, you know, get over there and check it out. To me, it seems like, oh my gosh, there's only three spaces left. Somebody better, they better hurry up.
Well,
you're
thinking
about it? Yeah, better hurry up.
You better hurry. What's really fabulous is we have three separate houses and to be in, and they're back in this beautiful little area that's secluded. I mean, we have our own mystical, magical space, you know. Oh, and we did discuss when Vicki was on the show last week, the singing frogs, as we all got there the first night. And I know Tracy knows what I'm talking about. And as night fell, all of a sudden, this beautiful singing, like sound like birds, was just going nuts. And we're like, wow. I mean, I even recorded it. And I was trying to figure out what bird was out at night that sang like this. And it wasn't birds at all. They were frogs. So you get to hear the singing of the frogs at night and the singing of the birds in the morning, the songs of the whales, the songs of the dolphins, you know, the song of your heart.
Cute little geckos that run around all over.
Oh,
all right, I'm feeling
geckos.
Cold. We need to get to our callers. So.
We do. Yes, yes, yes. Okay. So we're going to start with caller with the last four digits, 0748. You are on the air. Who are we speaking to? Where are you calling from? And what is your question? And if you have your radio on, can you please turn it off, because we can hear that.
Hello?
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 Hi.
Are you there?
Yes.
Who are we speaking to? Where are you calling from?
Hi, I taking off speakerphone, that's better. This is Anne. I'm calling from California.
Hi, Anne. Anne. And what's your question, sweetie?
Anything about a new career? Like, I'm not just want a new job in the same area. I want to kind of forging a new job in a new career area.
Okay. Do you want to start with that one, Tracy, or do you want me to?
Well, just looking at the name Anne, you're going to want something most likely. Do you kind of like working independently?
Yeah, I have worked mainly independently. But I think if I start a whole new area, I'd have to start off working for other people first. But that's just one of the things I'm thinking. But yes, I am independent.
Yeah, you do really well at working on your own. So even if someone does hire you, they're going to be thrilled, because they're not going to have to babysit you. You're going to do really well. I keep feeling like you're doing something with your hands. Now, usually when I see this, it means that you have really nice healing energy. So something in the form of Reiki or energy healing. If you haven't done anything like that, you might check into it, even if it's just something that you do for fun, join a Reiki group or something like that, just because it's something that may bring some passion into your life and make life a little bit more fun for you.
Uh-huh.
But I really do feel like you use your hands to bring in and usher in some healing for people. Are you one of, when you talk to people, do you use your hands? And Cherry knows what I'm talking about because she does.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm not. So, no, I'm not. I'm not.
You don't. You don't move your hands
that.
Around.
Uh-uh.
Do you, when you're talking to people, do you want to touch them? Well, that kind of sounded
bit.
Creepy.
Yeah.
Your
I know
one.
What you mean.
Your loved
oh. Let me
you
touch
know, just
you.
A hand on the back or the shoulder or some kind of support. It's like this, you just make this connection with them and when you do that, you bring in some healing energy and it brings their energy back into a comforting place for them. So I really kind of want to branch you off a little bit. I don't feel like you get away from, say, a day job type thing, but I really want you to start exploring some of your spiritual talents because one, the world needs it right now, and two, your soul needs it right now. It's like it's crying to do something that's meaningful. And so
right.
I would urge you to go and explore some of the healing modalities that would involve energy work. And so I'm going to hand it over to Cherry because I know I took it in a different direction, but I also know we have a lot more callers. So I'm going to give it to her and see what
sure.
she gets for your career.
Thank you.
Okay.
Okay, and one of the first things I want to do is Tracy hit on a word that really came to me when you were talking about what, you know, looking into a new career, and that was passion. Is there's a part of you that's not sure what your passion is. I want you to write down,
correct.
You know, your, a list, what you enjoy the most, and tell, you know, write, just write. Don't think about it. Don't analyze
okay.
it, that sort of thing. And what brings you joy? What triggers you? What brings you, you know, what brings you feelings of goodness? And then one of the things I noticed as Tracy was talking and you're listening, you start shutting down. And it goes down into to the base of your power chakra and into the second chakra. So it's time for you to look into areas that you can be passionate about and creative. You stay in your head
a lot.
You're very good at being logical and looking forward as to what needs to be done and applying that. You're very good and skilled at organization. Yet it's time to open up your emotions, and that's going to allow you to have more balance in your life and lead you into a more fulfilling career. And that's it isn't that you're not good at what you do. You're really great at what you've done, but you're not feeling fulfilled, and that's why you're being pulled off in another direction. And so it's allowing yourself to start going into your emotions. What do you feel? And allowing yourself to have that. And as soon as I say that word, there's some old tears. There's emotions you've shoved down. You've done a lot of, I do this because this is what I've been told I was to do, and it makes people happy. It's time to make yourself happy. So look at the things, whether it seems like so out of this world. You know, if anybody ever told me this is what I was going to grow up and do, I would have laughed myself silly. So let yourself, you know, at first start out. You know, it, putting your finger, your toes in or fingers in something and just try some things and see what brings you awake. Okay?
All right. Thank you very much.
You're
true.
Welcome.
Okay.
Okay.
Go get a man. All right.
Yeah.
Have a good day.
Okay. On to our next caller. Caller with the last four digits, 6949. You are on the air. Who are we speaking to? Where are you calling from? And what is your one question?
Hi, this is Laura in New Jersey.
Hi, Laura.
Laura.
Hi. My question is about work and my career, basically. I'm looking for a job, and I had a phone interview last Thursday, so I'm hoping something will pan out from that. But if not, I'm wondering what you see around a job.
I keep getting new beginnings. Don't give up hope. And the thing is, and it does feel like the phone interview went very well, and it is not going to surprise me if you don't get another call back to come in for a one-on-one. You're in the top contenders right now. And, you know, this time that we're in is really putting the foundation, the building blocks of what we're creating for the next 7, 8, 9 years in our lives. And so you just believe in yourself and see yourself employed in a position that you absolutely love and that you're making great money. It's as if you've been overlooked in the last few months, the last 6 to 8 months, like someone's overlooked you. I want you to see yourself standing there and visible, absolutely visible. Trust in yourself, believe in yourself, and let yourself be seen. It does feel like your employment comes very soon. And like I said, I'm not going to be surprised if you don't get a one-on-one interview from this phone interview. Tracy?
I have to tell you, Laura, they're taking me in a different direction. I don't know what I'm tapped into today. But everything that Cherry said, I'm giving that a thumbs up. Do I have permission to take this conversation to a different place?
Yes.
I'm going to. Okay. The first thing that came in is that you are a remote viewer. And if you don't know what that is, write it down. I want you to look it up. They're telling me that you leave your body at night and do healing work in the other dimensions. And so I got to ask, do you wake up kind of tired?
I am always waking up several times in the middle of the night. I am a Reiki master.
Okay.
And I did try remote healing on a friend of mine once. And it got rid of a migraine that she was having, and I wasn't even aware she was going through it. And when I called her later that day, that's how I found out, right at the time I was doing the remote healing on her, that because she has arthritis, so I was doing it.
So you're gonna take this to the next level, because remote healing is wonderful. You're also going to be remote viewing, so. And maybe you already do that and don't realize that that's what you're doing, but your energy is in the room. Remote viewing?
Viewing with an F?
No, viewing, like with your eyes.
Okay.
Like seeing. You're going to be able to, like if somebody said, hey, what's the floor plan of my house, and you're sitting in New Jersey, you're going to be able to tell them what that floor plan is because you can remote view it. Okay. I also think that yoga is something that works really well with your energy. So if you're not doing that already, give it a try and see if yoga resonates with your body, because it feels like your body wants to do some sort of movement, some sort of stretching, and it opens up and helps that energy move and flow even better.
Oh, so, interesting.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I told you they're taking me in a different direction. So I want you to play with that. It's really exciting. And maybe set some intentions when you go to bed at night for the work that you're doing out of body. Okay?
Okay, I will. Thank you.
Cool. All right.
You bet.
Thank you.
Have a good day.
You too. Okay, this number's coming in a little, coming in a little odd, but I'm going to say it anyway. The caller with the last four digits, 7817, who are we speaking to? Where are you calling from? What is your one question?
Oh, hi, my name is Donna. I'm calling from Canada.
Hi, Donna.
That's why it's coming in like that. She's extra one in there. Hi, Donna.
Okay. Hello. So my one question is, I've been seeing this man, Chris, since October. We also saw each other a bit in 2016, and I'm just wondering if you see him and I continuing to see each other, things getting more consistent or, you know, more serious, committed at some point.
You go ahead, Sherry, on that. I'm still tuning in.
I didn't quite get that. Could you say that just one more time really quick? For whatever reason, it didn't come through to me. Okay, you were talking about a relationship. That part I got, and then the rest kind of went in outer space. And so for me, that's saying, where are you not being heard in this relationship? Where are you not being taken into account? But could you repeat your question, please?
Yes, I've been seeing this man named Chris since October, and we also saw each other in 2016, and I'm just wondering if you see him and I continuing to see each other, and if you see it getting more consistent and serious at some point, and a committed relationship, or just even spending more time together.
Okay, that's why it came in the way it is, because this is, first of all, it's not saying Chris is good, bad, or indifferent. It's just saying this relationship isn't honoring you. And it does feel like another relationship comes in that actually you're seen, you're heard, you're taken into account.
I don't want another relationship. I want him. So I'm just wondering if I don't know if you see anything with regard to him or not, but.
Well, please then assert free will and ask that it be cleared up and that you're seen and heard. Many times we're taking into a relationship, a very close relationship, so that we'll look at parts of ourselves that we're not allowing ourselves to understand and into old experiences and lessons. I'd love to be the good news fairy, but, you know, my job doesn't allow me to do that. I only can give you what I see, and to ask that you just send it out there, that your heart your connection strengthens. Tracy, what do you get?
I get the good news fairy. No, I'm just kidding. Donna, what I want to look at here is the first feeling I got was, and gosh, I do this all the time, so I wouldn't be surprised if we have a lot in common, but feeling like you're pushing against a brick wall, and it's like you want this relationship to go somewhere, and it just feels like it's not budging. And so I asked, why is it not budging? And the answer that I got back was that you need to clear you need to clear a couple of past lives with at least one of them is with Chris, and then I think you have two more that you need to clear for yourself in order for this to start opening up and flowing. And it just feels like until you get that done, somebody's got one foot on the gas and one on the brake, you know, and it's like, it's just, you can't get that car to move even though you're hitting the gas. So it really can open up and that relationship will do what it needs to do. But are you familiar with clearing past lives?
No.
Okay, so what I'm going to ask you to do, just as a simple way to do it, is ask your angels to come in and help you to clear the past lives in a fast and gentle way, so that you're not spending lifetimes trying to clear up lifetimes, you know. But really what you want to do is just ask if they can easily and gently remove the cords from the past lives, and then you need to send forgiveness to yourself and to all involved and any of those lifetimes. And so just keep asking them to do that, to show you what you need to see and to clear the lifetimes that are getting in the way of the relationship opening up. So we're giving you some work is what we're doing. But, you know, I understand that you are pulled to Chris, and you're pulled to Chris for a reason. There's a magnetic pull there. And that's usually means that there's something, some work to do, you know, and we're looking at things and we're healing things and moving and evolving and developing into creating that perfect relationship with ourselves so that we can do it with others. So do a little work. You'll find it shifts some things around. Okay.
Do you see any, like him and I continuing to see each other, or?
Yeah, for now, you're going to continue to see each other because you got work to do. But you got to do the work. If you want that relationship to evolve the way you want it to, you've got to do the work. It's not just going to happen. And that's with any relationship, anyone listening. If you want that relationship to evolve, you got to look at what's being presented, and you got to do the work.
So, I do want to put it out there that there are times people come into your life not to stay in your life, but to help you through an experience or a lesson, and we can never do another's their lessons or their life. So, you know, it's be grateful for who comes into your life and the time you get to spend with them. Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
You bet.
Okay. Thank you, Donna. You. Have a good day.
Yes. Okay. We got 6 minutes left. My goodness. Caller with the last four digits, 2517. You are on the air. Who are we speaking to?
Hi, this is Jessica. And I'm calling about the shadow self because I was just doing some work on that last night. So there's this one guy that I was doing some healing work on, and I did a couple sessions on him, but he was very difficult to work with from like the beginning. And I was just recognizing like certain things that he does that I do too. So at first I was sort of having like maybe a little chuckle about it, but he does, like, I was noticing that, I'd like to come to sort of like, so basically like he gave me a really hard time. He started like projecting onto me, and then he sorted through the stuff, cause I was like, calm down. You have to process emotions. That's the whole point of healing, this healing work that we did, that I do. And then over, I haven't been in contact with him for like a month or two, but he had ended up putting up like a testimonial about my work online, which he has since like gone through, and we're part of this online community. Like he had taken off all his reviews of me, and now he just removed something from social media. And I don't know what I kind of knew that was coming, as far as once he started removing it from the community that we're part of, but it gets me sort of really angry, because I had invested like a lot of time and energy into him and all his craziness. And he was still obviously carrying like anger towards me. And it's sort of like this conniving, let me get revenge. I still don't feel like happy about you after, you know, and I've done that, those things too. So I want to like clear that up.
oh, I love it.
You know, that, like you carry anger towards somebody.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
I love it. I love it. Because you don't get to own his lesson. And apparently it's your lesson also, is he had a reason to coming to you. You assisted in a certain place, but if he stops it, resists it, and shuts down, you don't get to change that. He'll attract somebody else in that'll take him to that same place, that same spot, and reopen that information so that he'll look at it one more time. And for you, you did what you were there to do. Love yourself for it. If he took his testimonial and his review away, that is what it is. Love yourself through that. But if this is what you're doing, look at the lesson in it, the experience, and look at where you have used that as a way to protect yourself, that innermost parts of you, and then go in and hear that. What, you know, we bring to us those that are in our highest and best good for our lessons also, you know, don't we, Tracy?
I quit smiling.
What I understand about that, which maybe you can clarify a bit, because I've been afraid of that, of people like getting triggered and then removing, because that's like the work that I do with people, that I bring up your emotions to, you know, to kind of get triggered. So
can I jump in?
How do I work through that and be okay with like really opening the doors full on and bringing clients in with like sort of what, you know, one minute he was yelling at me, then the next minute he was loving me, then it was like, Jesus. And, you know, now we have social media, so everybody gets to hear about it if someone wants to go,
okay,
you know,
Jessica?
Off the rocker.
Yeah. The first thing I want you to do is let go of your expectation of their outcome.
Mm-hmm.
Because right now, the way that I'm picking up on this, and I could be wrong, so I'm just putting it out there, the way I'm picking up on this is you had an expectation for his outcome, and his reaction to it wasn't what you were expecting, and maybe that feels like a reflection of your work to you, but it's not. You did a perfect job. He is going through exactly what he needed to go through, and yeah, he's doing some things publicly about that. But the less attention you give that, the less power it has in your life. So let go of the expectation of the outcome of your clients. That was one of my hardest ones when I first got started, is, you know, we're in this because we want to help people. We want to heal people. We want to bring them to this next stage of their awakening. And so I had expectations, you know, and people would hear my readings wrong and turn it into something else. I'm like, what? And then I had to be reminded, they're going to hear what they want to hear. They're going to hear what they need to hear. And we got to let go of our expectations and just trust the spirit used us the way we were supposed to be used, and allow that to evolve the way it's meant to.
And it's also to understand is we're never going to make everybody happy. And if that's what it is that the expectation is, we're going to be disappointed. Also, I want you to understand is the testimonial is not going to affect the work you do as it is. Mm-hmm. You already state the work that you do is to bring up strong emotions and move through those. That's an understanding as you're putting it out there already, but it is looking more at why is it affecting you? Where is it that you need or want the approval? And that you did, because you did a fabulous job. You did an absolutely fabulous job. And so that you did.
I just got with the relaunching of my business, I think I might have got swept into the whole thing that you need testimonials here, there, and everywhere these days. You know, I have them on my website, but it's I recently embraced the whole social media thing, and then I've been okay, well, let me follow everybody else and get testimonials up there, you know?
Oh, gosh.
Mm-hmm. And that's what I regretted too, is I gave myself away for a much lower cost in order to get a testimonial, and then it backfired. So it's that I had taken my work down. I was it's not worth offering it in this community for a lower rate for testimonials, because you're not getting the right type of clientele.
Hmm. Okay, let's let go of what you've been
getting the lesson.
Yes, you are. Let go of the right and wrong. It's part of the experience, part of the journey. And I don't know about Tracy, but I don't have any testimonials on my page. I trust that spirit takes me to who it is that I'm meant to be with. Through word of mouth, I get referred. I do my work with passion, joy, and love. And so let that be what guides you forward. There's no have to's, no must do's.
And here's another
your work
thing.
Is, mm-hmm.
If someone does have testimonials on their page, I tend to not even look. Because everyone's going to have their own experience. And, you know, it's just like somebody else coming up going, hey, have you met the new neighbor yet? They're this, 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 and this. And they're projecting all of their garbage onto this neighbor when the neighbor may be a perfectly fine, awesome person. And so you just can't take it's just, I would take that off your page if you can. And if you want to put it somewhere, put it on your website where you have control over which ones go on.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And also allow yourself to continue following who you want to follow due to your heart being connected. And, you know, it's we'd love to please everybody all the time, but we can't. It's, you know, everybody gets to choose what makes them happy, what doesn't. What's easy for them to do, what isn't. Do they get their lesson? Maybe. Do they not get their lesson? Maybe. I don't get to do anybody else's journey. So allow yourself to know that you are a part of their journey. And as if they have more to do, then they have more to do. But we are in our journey too. And so we get to look at our mm-hmm. place in all of this too. So, gosh.
Okay.
Yeah. Good. You're doing a fabulous job. So,
yeah,
good.
I get the same thing. I get
there.
Really good feelings with
yes.
your work, Jessica.
Yes.
Thank you. I think I also was just being dishonoring of myself. I don't know if I even really wanted to help him. And I think I knew from the beginning that I didn't really even care to. And so I'm going to look at that too, which is what I'm going through with other stuff too, about just honoring my feelings about people first. You know,
you
when
really
I tap
are
into
looking
them.
At the shadow. I love it.
Yes, I do. But I also want you to remember what today's topic was. We are all an extension of each other. So when you're looking out at him, look inside also. Where does he live inside of you or the message? You know, I know we're done with the show, but I want to give one great, one quick little experience I had. And I've said it before, but it's I worked in this place, and this man was there, started coming in, and he was horrid. I'm going to just put it out there, he was horrid, because I need to shorten this. It happened that I would start calling in, and if he was there, I wouldn't go in, because he was mean to me. Anyway, this one day I call in, he's there, I say I'm not going to go in. All I'm thinking is, oh my God, he's so judgmental, he's so judgmental, he's so inflexible, he doesn't allow anybody else to have their thoughts. And I hung up the phone, and all of a sudden the voices in my head went, where are you inflexible, where are you judgmental, where are you not honoring others' beliefs? As soon as I did that, that man was not in my life at all. So when we look at somebody else who's really pushed our buttons and really aggravated us, it can take us to a message that lives inside of us, a lesson that opens doorways for us, and then we clear our own stuff. Okay?
Yep, that's the work right now.
Thank you. Thank you very
much. Keep with it, Jessica. You're doing good.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, sweetie. Have a good day.
Wow.
All right.
Anyway. Thank you all for joining us today. And Tracy, thank you for letting me have that last few minutes.
No problem. You guys have a wonderful week, and you're listening in the archives. That's the only way you're hearing this. So we're sending you our love, and we'll see you again next week right back here. And again, give us some feedback. Is this time frame working for you? So we would like to know.
Yes, we do. Okay, bye-bye, everybody. Have a wonderful week.
Bye-bye.